Today is Friday, June 23rd, 2017, and this is the new moon session. And for those of you who don't know me, this is Debbie Moran. And so anybody have any questions or want to just say their name and state their intentions? I will tell you, and I think I already made it clear, we come together, and this is an actual session, and we come together to bring our energies together. And we have several other new moon circles that have something else going on, but we all just kind of connect energetically. And it really is to just bring our intentions to light and to bring our energy together to influence our world, because we know when we influence our world, beginning with our inner world, we are influencing our outer world as well.
Exactly, you're right.
Okay, so what we typically do is, if you want to say your name and your intentions, you'll be on the recording now. And
okay.
If you don't, that's okay, but I always encourage people, say it out loud, because it's really about time that all of us who work in this field and all of us who are in this awakening process, which essentially is everybody, but not everybody's aware of it, then the more you come out in the open and the more you're allowing yourself to be vulnerable, and here you're safe. So nobody gets to attack anybody. Nobody gets to disparage anybody. It's really all about us coming together. And exactly, it's really about, you know, some negative things may come up, but if they do, they're coming up to be removed, disentangled, or integrated. So, yeah, it's really about that. It's really about coming together harmoniously, even if it feels like a tension. But it might, as we go through the session, sometimes I feel empathically in my body something, or I'll feel something from somebody without them even saying it, and we work through it that way. Mm-hmm. I kind of operate as a surrogate, and we all work together.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So I'm Dr. Feelgood, Dr. Feelgood, and I had a radio show from New York to help this world, like you're saying, and it said to raise the vibration to a higher level of awareness. Now, the CEO in New York listened to my radio show, and his radio show, really. And he added, which I did not know what I was doing, and he added, and ascending consciousness to a higher frequency. Yeah, that's what it's all about. And that would be the or your higher self. That's what I was doing. Okay,
wonderful.
That's the end of me.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Pila. All right.
I'm a doctor
Anybody
of humor.
Else?
I better get this straight. I'm a doctor of humor. I'm not a medical doctor.
I prefer a doctor of humor.
Doctor.
Thank you.
Doctor.
Yeah.
I have an intention, Debbie.
Go for it, Chris.
I intend for everyone to live their highest divine purpose and be open to receive infinite love, infinite joy, infinite abundance on all levels, infinite fun, infinite ease, grace, and living in the moment.
Yeah.
Everybody breathe that in.
Live in the now.
Nice.
Debbie from El Paso. So mine is to be aware, recognize, acknowledge, understand, and know the laws of the universe, and then to also be aware, recognize, and acknowledge beings of higher levels. So.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And something
Thank you.
S, I don't know.
With S?
We go to the far zone of some letters with S and T came to me. So that's about it. That's
S and T. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you the S is probably soul.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is, right.
Yeah.
But we shall see. I could be presuming, so I'm looking forward to seeing what it does show up as. This is going to be a fun call, I can tell. Okay, anybody else? This is Angela, and I received good news today that the closing on my house is going to finally start moving forward again. Yes.
Yay!
It's been kind of locked up for about a week, and everything else with it feels like it's been kind of bound up, for lack of a better word. So with this new moon, especially being in Cancer, I would like to start to feel that ebb and flow of everything that has been withheld or withholding itself to just release and allow the natural flow to start occurring again. So, yeah, that's...
Yes, thank you. Okay, I have to laugh because when you said it was bound up, I immediately felt the bowels, and then you said ebb and flow being released. I thought, okay, so we have constipated and then diarrhea. So,
nice.
I would actually like to, bring the flow into ease and grace, okay?
Not out all at one time, right?
Thank you.
Well, during the course of this move, I've experienced both. And at one point, my mom was helping me with some of this, and she goes, "Well, your body's letting go." I was like, "Well, yeah."
Oh, I knew I picked that up from somewhere. Hysterical. Okay. Next.
Okay, anybody this next? Is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
If I'm next, I don't know.
you
go ahead,
you
Cheryl, baby.
Go
Am
for
I
it.
Going now? Okay. I
don't you know, are.
I'm just, okay. I'm
Please
just,
do.
sailing along with the breeze with this moon and take in the energies, and that's my goal, and work on... I also had some detoxing to do in the last 2 weeks, and it's been very helpful. And I hope to move on and just stay here in the now and be aware and keep on going. That's what I want to do and work with the energies. And that's about it. I think that's enough for me at the moment, and also possibly get into working with a little more astrology and health.
Did you say working with more astrology and health?
Yeah.
May I share something? Everybody says universe.
Can we let her finish first, please, Mila?
Oh, I thought she was finished. I'm sorry, Cheryl.
What was that you said?
I wanted to hear what you said.
Universe is within us. And I changed it on my Facebook. It's Y-O-U, universe. And then someone came by and says, no, it's not universe, it's we-universe. We-universe. I'm not talking about any pains. I'm talking about what I want to help the people with. That's why we're here, to help others. Right, Debbie?
Yes, and it still begins with self.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you don't help yourself, you're no good to anybody else.
That's true.
Because you're going to run out of fuel.
Yeah. And you'd be good to somebody if you don't help good yourself.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> If you don't help yourself first, you're actually not practicing your talk.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Walk your talk, for sure.
Exactly. Great.
But I love that one. I thought that was funny. We-universe, because we are all one when we get into our spirit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Debbie, can I just share something?
Yes, please, Chris. And then is there anybody else that wanted to share? And were you done, Cheryl?
I think it's to come in with the session tonight. I actually went to Alma last weekend to a blessing, and it was just amazing. Huh?
You went to Alma.
You know Alma?
I've been to Alma, yes.
Yeah, I went last week and it was just amazing. And I went to this fire ceremony and I had an individual blessing. And it was just amazing energy. And just that whole thing of like the oneness they brought into everything, blessing everyone and every person. They did like 5 hours of prayers. It was just amazing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't it? Oh, I know. I just felt the presence all week with her, though. It's just a very, like, loving, unconditional energy she brought in, like, just totally accepting. I've just never felt anyone with such an unconditional acceptance before. It's just beautiful. Like, that encompassing love. Like, Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're all heading for, is unconditional love.
Lovely. Yeah.
It is. But it has to start with yourself.
It does.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's that journey within.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Anyone else? Then I'm going to actually do a couple for a couple other people. And one is Norman. Most of you know Norman. He is my partner. He is not on the call tonight, but he is here in spirit and by intention. And his intention, he usually keeps it very simple. And it's like his intention is he is now ready to build his platform. So I'm going to leave it at that. Because then that way I'm not infusing it with my words. I'm allowing it. I have the kind of sense in the big picture and just let it come through the way he needs it to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby sent in her intentions are to meet with the momentum that's occurring in her life. Confidence in the changes that are coming about, including the seemingly non-changing situations. The rays of my influence expand as well as concentration with unconditional love, awareness of spirit, guidance, ability to feel what I want, and to relax.
I love it.
Me too. And my intention is simple. I mean, it's really kind of all-encompassing, all of yours. I'm just really feeling blessed for tonight because I feel like it's so lighthearted and so well-intentioned. And for me, I've been practicing a place of appreciation, even for the moments when I'm not feeling it. I'm turning my focus around to my surroundings and to my inner surroundings and just finding what I appreciate. And I've been practicing that in my relationship. I've been practicing that in all relationships. And so just tapping into that state of appreciation and gratitude for my life and for this world and this inner trust and knowing that everything really is all well when we are ready to accept it. And as many of you know, I've been saying recently, I am ready, I am willing, now make me able. And I feel like that is the place that I'm coming to, being able to just facilitate that state of beingness in the moment and in the now, as we've all talked about. And one of the things that we've talked about, that I've talked about in our body talk classes, is that there is an eternal now. So there is now, and now, and now, and now, and now, and now, and now. So being so present to the eternal now that it just creates this reverberation into my heart and from my heart in the world around me to influence kind of this waking up process, this gentle waking up that they talk about in the Course in Miracles that says, come on, wake up, it's gentle, it's okay, just wake up. You're just having a nightmare, so wake up now. So coming to that place of knowing that so clearly that even when I step in and out, in and out, in and out, because I'm actually, I'm just now accepting the fact that I'm human, or I appear to be. And so I feel like that actually is allowing me to step into that. And like you, Deb, I want to be aware of the laws of the universe, and I want to transcend them and step into the law of grace, as Florence Scovel Shinn talks about, that supersedes all laws, whether it's man's laws, universal law, religious laws. The law of grace supersedes all laws, and I want all of us to be able to tap into that with the awareness of the other laws. So yeah. I thought it was going to be a simple intention, but there you go. That's my intention.
Well, what's the intention for the world? Let's get into helping others.
It's that, because it really is. It really does begin within, because these we-niverses that you talked about, Sheila, are within.
Yeah. I think that's funny.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So anybody else?
No, but what's happening with the new moon in Cancer that's so... Is it going to be an emotional, sensitive time, or tell us what's going to happen? That's what, isn't it the session? I appreciate that, to know.
My dear, I am not an astrologer. So the history of this is that I just was called to do these new moon sessions, and I've been doing them since 2010. And when I was called to do them, I just thought, really? You want me to do new moon sessions? Okay. So ever since then, I've been cycling with the moons, with the new moon cycles, like I said, since 2010. And I come at it from a different background. I come at it from, I understand the basics of astrology, but intuitive channeling.
You were advertising the new moon, and that's new beginnings. And I'm just wondering what the new beginnings would be in Cancer.
Well, the new moons in Cancer would be what we just talked about. This is what we're intending.
Yeah.
The new moon in Cancer, and the way it's set up right now, it is, I can tell you, like I said, it's a super moon. And that means it's high impact. But to be quite honest, I think they're all high impact. And every new moon and every full moon are the yin and yang of one another. And new moon is new beginnings. And yet every new beginning comes from an ending, and vice versa.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
And so this is what we're tapping into, this new beginning. I'm getting all the information I'm receiving right now is that this new moon and this time that we're in right now is really a very, it's felt like a chaotic time, but it's really a beautiful time, because it's a time where our shadows are being pulled right out in front of us, so we can't deny them. And that is significant, because it's really not about pointing fingers to the shadows outside of us or the world around us. It's really about looking at it and embracing it and coming to terms with it in terms of acceptance and self-love around it, so that they quit being spewed and projected outside of us. And right now is a very significant time in tapping into your divinity, tapping into the divine masculine and feminine. And that doesn't mean man and woman. That means divine masculine and feminine. And we have them both, because we live in this apparent world of duality. Although we really don't. We just still are thinking we do.
well, you're calling really, that the yin and yang.
The yin and yang. That's the duality.
Yin and yang.
Yes.
Y-A-N-G. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's the duality. That's the man, woman, the female, masculine, the good, evil, all of that.
You have to balance it out. Yeah.
Exactly. And really, they're just transitions in energy flow, the ebb and flow that Angela brought up, that she talked about. And this time is really about coming to this place of realization, in Yogananda's terms, this place of realization of waking up to who we truly are, not who we have imagined ourselves to be from our history. And that brings me to even the state of imagination, because we all talk about, you know, Einstein even said imagination is more important than intellect, and it's the same thing, the yin and yang. And imagination is significant.
Yeah. Albert Einstein said imagination is more powerful than knowledge.
Exactly. And
I had him on my radio show.
Oh, okay. We really have transcended dimensions.
He was dying to get on there. He was dead.
All right. But what I'm coming to realize is that imagination is just the starting point, but we make it the visionary. It's the beginning part. But imagination still only comes through our brain. And what we need to do is transcend even our imagination. So we put our imagination into motion and just let it run and see what shows up even better than what we've asked for. So let's bring ourselves together with breathing, okay? So let's just take a few minutes of breath, and I'll just kind of do a gentle guiding in and out. So just take a nice giant breath in and out, and breathe in and out in your own flow. Don't try to keep time with me, because when I'm talking, it will be a little bit off. So come to this place of in and out, ebb and flow, receiving and letting go, taking in and exhaling out to make room for new. Loving and letting go. I like that. I'm going to say that again. Loving and letting go. Everybody then breathe into, first breathe into your head. Feel how that feels. And when you breathe in, breathe into your head and then take it down to your heart. And breathe it out through your heart. And then breathe in through your head and take it all the way down through your belly. And breathe it out through your belly and through your root. And then take a breath in and feel it coming in through your heart. And feel it coming in through your heart and then filling you up from your heart out the crown of your head and through the belly out the base of your spine and through your feet and into the earth. So it's more like breathing in through the heart and filling you up and letting it out. So we want to come into the heart because that's where original thought comes into. Our heads can't receive original thought. That's not what they're made for. We've been beating them up for not doing their job, but we've been trying to get them to do a job that's not their job. So we want to breathe in and open up our heart radius. So we radiate out 360 degrees all the way around and send this wave of golden rays out into the world. Imagine it's like a giant pebble you're throwing into the ocean of consciousness, and it's just spreading out. And each of us throws our giant pebble into the wave of ocean of consciousness. And as we do that at the same time, our circles radiate out to one another and we connect. And it looks much like the flower of life. Okay.
do that a few more times. And feel your soul. Imagine your soul opening its arms and stretching like it's finally has room in the right atrium of your heart and it's waking up. And it's just so radiant and so blissful that it's just indescribable. And imagine your soul looking out through your heart. And imagine we've all come together as we have, and that we're in the same surroundings and we see one another. Our souls see one another. Our hearts are open, receptive, and ready to receive what is necessary to bring us to this space of, I'm going to call it embodied enlightenment, because for me it's less than about transcending outside of our body and more about embodying our soul, our spirit, our essence, and bringing the essence of who we are present in the here and now. Nice. So, I'm seeing a wave of consciousness, and as this works, ladies and gentlemen, it's really about whatever's coming through intuitively for me. So I'm going to describe it as I go through this process. And I'm seeing this undulating wave go through our field. And it feels like it's kind of disentangling our senses where they have been misdirected, misguided, misfocused. And it's like, as this is all happening for all of us, it's like I see this hand, the imaginary hand, or this hand come from the cosmos and just kind of pull out the threads of the entanglement and free us up to be clearer to the present moment with a true clarity, and only the filters that we need to express here, because we do need filters, but to pull away a lot of the filters that are our old programming that we're ready to let go of. So it's not about creating a crisis for anybody. It's about pulling out what we know, what no longer serves us, and what we're ready to let go of. And the channels of our crown open up, and this light radiates down through our crown and through our senses. And it's kind of like, I see it happening with each person individually, but I see it happening collectively, coming down through our crown and through our bodies and through our entire fields and all of our surroundings. Very nice. And there's just a beautiful presence of light, consciousness. Has the appearance of what a lot of people would recognize as an orb, but it's really just this beautiful energy, and actually it's just a collective of energy coming into the center of our field. And it's like there's such a sense of enthusiasm and love and appreciation coming through this field to us, because we are ready and willing
and being made able to receive what we've all been asking for, but somehow keeping at bay. That brings up a sadness, and the sadness is in the senses, in the sensual field. And in a way, it's the sadness of the experience of pain, but not pain in forms of, yes, loss, but pain in form of regret. Pain in the form of regret. And what comes to mind, and I guess Yogananda is very present tonight. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Fila. You sent me that.
Yeah, isn't that something, Paramahansa? I saw him. May I, forgive me, but I have to say, I was at
film
on a film. He died, you know. And
I
had tears in my eyes. And I had just seen the love that man had, Paramahansa. And I was so embarrassed because there was about 500 people there, and I looked around, and there was more people with tears in their eyes too. So I didn't feel too bad. That guy was so full of love. Wow.
Yes, and he's very present right now. That energy is very present right now.
I
appreciate you sending that because yes, I've always had a strong resonance for him with him, and it's so beautiful. Because there, what is coming to mind with that sense of regret is he said to his disciples once, and during a gathering, he started laughing. And everybody said, "What are you laughing about?" And he said, "This is all a joke. You don't get it. This is all a joke." And then all of a sudden, he started sobbing. And everybody said, "Oh, Master, what is wrong?" And he said, "I'm sobbing because this is all a joke, but none of you understand that. None of you get that. You all think it's real." So it's that energy of waking us up, elevating our vibration, elevating our frequency to a place where we are able to walk in this world, again, be in the world but not of the world, walk in this world in a way where we are revealed the truth, where we can see the truth. It doesn't mean we don't feel it. We feel it even more, because the more filters that are removed, the more you feel things more deeply. But the thing is, they don't linger because they're not being held on to by misperceptions or misconceptions or our habits or patterns or conditioning. And it doesn't mean we won't, but this is really about bringing us to this place of being able to come to more acceptance of that way of being than we have ever come to before. And I thank you all for showing up, because the sessions all vary. For those of you who haven't been here before, for those of you who have, you know they're different each time. But for those of you who haven't, they're different each time. And the reason this session is such a high energy is because we are all in this place of so desiring that, so wanting to live our essential nature, our purpose, and be purposeful in the world in a way that lifts instead of condemns. So it's pulling out the condemning patterns that we have of condemning others and ourselves, bringing us to this place of such a state of
ecstasy,
sacred bliss, sacred bliss, sacred bliss. Oh, so beautiful. So much thankfulness, so much gratitude. And there is some mind stuff that needs to be pulled away. And Paramahansa Yogananda, he did science a lot, Vedic science. And body talk has a lot of Vedic science in it. So really what we're doing is we're going through the mind stuff of each one of us. We're going through the brain of each one of us, which are different, by the way. The brain is a lot different than the mind stuff. The mind, the brain is the mechanism, but the mind is the energy. And so we're going through the mind stuff of all of us. And I'm running my hands, for some reason, I'm running my hands through my head to kind of comb through the mind stuff across the crown chakra that's been keeping us at the base of the skull. It's the Pennsylvania Dutch call the mouth of God, and the all the chakras in the head and in the higher chakras. We're pulling out the cobwebs that have been keeping us confused, keeping us misdirected, and keeping us unable. So this is the beauty of tapping into able right now, into the ability to be able to step into our lives. And I see each of us stepping. The image now is like we're stepping barefoot, and we're stepping on the earth, but it's really like stepping into a pool of water, almost like a cosmic baptism of, wow, light and starlight and just so much iridescent beauty that it's indescribable. I know you can see it, feel it, mm-hmm. be it, because you're there with me. And yet, then there is a reminder that's coming through that says, stay on earth. Stay present on earth. And this is really a reminder to walk in that state of bliss, but be grounded on the earth, because this presence is what we came here to be, this presence of love, and not love. Well, actually, love in all forms, but not tapping into the condition, but love in all forms. Love, unconditional love, actually accepts all conditions. Huh. That's really interesting. I've never said it that way before. Love that is unconditional accepts all conditions, because love that is unconditional is exclusive and excludes no one or nothing. Mm-hmm. And we're now stepping into this pool of blissful, iridescent, cosmic light water. And as we step further, it's like we are stepping into, we are all taking root. And those of you who know me well know I love trees. And the image is that we are now taking root as the trees in our own life. And it's not a restriction. It's tapping us into roots that allow us to move in the web of life, because we are rooted in the place that we were meant to be rooted. And that gives us unlimited access to all of the web of life. Without solid roots here, we are limited. We think if we have roots, that makes us limited. It's the other way around. If we don't have roots, we are limited. But our roots are not as we imagine them to be. Our roots are deep. Our roots are holy. And not in a way that makes holier than thou, in a way that proves holy as all. And there is such calm and stillness in our hearts and minds right now. That the breath of life actually has room to breathe us. Wow. And it's a gentle blowing. Not a gale force wind. Many of us have been so asking for to be in such a desirous place that we've been so asking, make me purposeful, bring me to my heart's desire, my soul's desire, my purpose, please. And we've been coming from that place, so it's felt like either like we've been battled back and forth to the wind, like we're going through a gale storm wind, and it's not that kind of wind. The breath of life is an easy breath that flows without exertion and taps us into our bodies, gaining more strength than we knew possible. Wow. It's an effortless efforting. An effortless efforting. And because we breathed it into our heart, our head doesn't worry. Our heart knows. And we bring it down into our belly and into our roots. And we know what we are. We know who we are. We tap into the essence of who we are. We tap into the love of who we are, the light of who we are, in such a way that no words come. Press, my dear. I'm getting that you have something to say.
Who?
Chris.
Who?
Oh, what did you say to me? I'm like, sorry. I was journeying off in a different place.
Apparently I needed to bring you back because there's something you have to say.
I was burning it as a tree. I was just imagining the roots into the earth and just receiving the nurturing from the earth and the unconditional love from the earth, being rooted and grounded here.
Nice.
Yeah. But I'm also getting a vision of right now. That's why I was sort of, I'm seeing this like diamond sky, and the whole sky is like this blue, like an indigo blue sky, and it's got all these diamonds shimmering. And right now, all these diamonds are dropping down on us.
Nice.
Wow. It's our diamond consciousness.
Oh.
Wow.
Lovely. Is there more?
No. Yes, there is. I keep getting all these visions. Okay, so
I knew there was. That's why I was like, okay, come on.
Okay. Okay, so what's coming up behind that too is so I'm seeing this, the indigo sky with the diamonds falling down, and just behind that I see these three pyramids and their golden pyramids, and they're emanating at the top of the golden pyramid. They got like this green light. Wow. Emanating. And it's emanating the feeling of unconditional love. Yeah. And then what I'm seeing too is that in our hearts, we're opening up of this lotus flower, this pink and purple lotus flower.
When you were saying about the unconditional love, it's actually another word is we have to become Christ consciousness. That's
yeah.
what it's
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Which is the golden, sort of the golden energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it, Teddy. I'm in my own little blissful state here.
I love it. No, I think it's beautiful. And I think we're actually coming to a close unless somebody else has something else.
Hmm. If you get a chance, there's Shakti Gawain, and the title of it was... the same as The Secret. If you've seen it, we're already there. That's what
yeah.
the name of the poem. And then it comes. But we're already there. Wherever
yeah.
we want to, we've got to walk our talk. We're there already. I remember in the 80s, I was walking down the street with my girlfriend. She says, "You're walking like a celebrity. Nobody knows you." I says, "Well..." You know, in other words, it happened. 1988 ended up with Steve Allen, the legendary comedian, on television. He flew into Toronto, Canada, and I was on TV with him. So it's not wanting. It's already. We're already there. I know it's a tough thing to get to that point. But this
mm-hmm.
The Secret does help to a certain extent. But Shakti Gawain was really great. I don't know. Has anybody heard of the Shakti Gawain?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got the thing called, tape was called Creative Visualization. And that's, I got
mm-hmm.
that in the 8th.
yeah.
And there's a book out, Creative Visualization, too. So it's just good.
Yeah. And all those resources are wonderful. And really, it's about now tapping into our inner resources, just like you said, Phila. Tapping
yeah.
into that presence of being what we know ourselves to be.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yay.
Yay, so everybody breathe that in.
Something with you. I know the breathing is the whole thing. Counting
yep.
up to 8, you breathe in, breathe out. So I keep forgetting all the time. So the only way, I've got so many philosophies on the walls. Do you think I look at
yep.
them? No. But if I
That's
throw it on
breathe.
The floor, I have to walk on it. I see breathe.
Exactly.
That's the only way I'll see it if it's on the floor.
Exactly. Then I would suggest you raising it to a higher level so you're not looking on the floor. You're looking on the
Yeah, right. Or you're going to step on it. If you say breathe, I'm stepping on breathing.
That's funny.
Yes.
I love you all, whoever you are.
We,
wherever
and
you
we
are.
We love you too. Thank you.
Love you all.
Yeah, we love you too.
Wow, that was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I will. This recording will be available for everybody, so I'm definitely going to listen to this one again.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank
You're
you
very welcome.
Thank you,
online.
Debbie.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Yeah. The force be with you.
The force be with you. You're very welcome, honey. Bye, everybody. I love
Bye.
You.
Thank you.
You are.
Yeah.
Peace.